The current Chief Judge, Jonathan Lippman, is forced to retire at the end of 2015. Lippman has reached the age of 70, and under New York state law, he must step down from the bench. In an exit interview with the statewide public television show New York Now, Lippman criticized that law.
Age 70, constitutional age of senility, is ridiculous in the year 2015 or 16, and that constitutional limitation was set in the year 1846, when average age expectancy was 40.
State lawmakers have attempted to change the state's constitution to let judges stay on the bench longer, but it was voted down in 2013. Governor Cuomo has already chosen his nominee for the new chief judge, Westchester District Attorney Janet DeFiore. DeFiore is widely respected as DA. She also served as the first chair of the troubled Joint Commission on Public Ethics created by Cuomo and the legislature. The governor, when announcing his choice, said DeFiore will make a great chief judge.
Chief judge is a very, very important position, and I think she's going to do an extraordinary job.
DeFiore, if confirmed by the Senate, would be only the second woman to head the high court. Under the state's constitution, the state Senate was to have reconvened within 30 days after Cuomo made his choice known to vote on the nominee. But the Senate failed to return to the Capitol in December. In November, at a private meeting with Senate Republicans, Senate Leader John Flanagan said he had no plans to come back in 2015 to deal with the matter or to deal with a second vacancy on the court.
We will obviously vet the nominees for both of those positions in a timely fashion. Senator Bonasick will do terrific work as usual as chair of the Judiciary Committee, and we'll work with the executive.
So would the Senate convene before January to take up the nomination?
I don't see any reason why we would do that.
As Senator Flanagan said, the court will be not one but two judges short when it reconvenes January 4th. Judge Susan Reed, who was originally appointed by former Governor George Pataki, retired early. A judicial panel has recommended a list of names to Cuomo. He has until the middle of January to pick his nominee to replace Reed. A spokesman for the Court of Appeals says the court will hear new cases beginning next week, even though there will be only five judges on the bench instead of seven. Five is the bare minimum quorum to hear cases. In 2014, the court was also short one judge. That's because Governor Cuomo delayed announcing a new nominee, saying he did not want to interfere with the fall elections. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.